music of Manuel de Falla, based on the work of Miguel de Cervantes, the famous puppet show where Don Quixote thinks the puppets have actually come alive and are starting trouble, and he's trying to strike them down with his sword. Master Peter's Puppet Show, music of Manuel de Falla. We heard the Solistas of Mexico, directed by Eduardo Mata. 11:33. This is Morning Blend on WLRH, and I'm delighted to introduce to you Miss Anna Sue Courtney of the Squeaking Tribe Puppets and Flying Monkey Arts. I want to welcome you to WLRH, Anna Sue, and thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here, Beth. I always love to chat with you.
Well, I feel the same. And you have some wonderful things to chat about this morning. A couple of international and very well-renowned puppet groups are coming to Flying Monkey, and it's very exciting. If you'll tell me about the Poncili Creacion, a little bit about what they're going to do on September 26th at Flying Monkey Arts.
Okay, Poncili is a collective from Puerto Rico. They're on tour. This is their third U.S. tour. And they were here last January.
Right.
And they're coming back, and they're with an adult work called Sacred Candy that's about these two old ladies that try to rule the world. And it has a Pandora's box aspect to the trouble that they get themselves into.
That's wonderful.
Between good and evil. And they will be this Thursday night in the bookstore, which is a wonderful, intimate setting for Sacred Candy. And it starts at 7 o'clock. If you want to bring a little snack with you, we'll have sodas and snacks there too as well. They're also wonderful visual artists. They have little books. They have prints that they make. So there's also a visual art display will be part of it too.
It was beautiful. I was looking at some of the pictures on the web just now, and all kinds of things.
They're muralists.
It's a little bit, this is not for children. Poncili, I think they're more just overall kind of oriented towards adults.
They have done family audience work. Mm-hmm. So they do have some things, and they do a lot of street theater, which is generally the street theater works are kind of everybody. Some people might remember them as they use three people to make a giant face where the head was an eyeball, and the third two eyeball heads, an eyeball nose, and a giant suitcase in the arms for a mouth.
Isn't
and so the
great.
Three of them worked really super closely together to get this face to express different things.
That must have taken hours of practice to do.
They're so, one of the things that happens with puppetry is, and if you're a group or a collective, you end up working in a really tight space with one another, and it's, you anticipate the next person's move, and you might be sharing, you might be moving a foot or the spine or the head of the same character, and there might be all three people doing it. They also do gorgeous masks.
Oh, yes.
And so besides the poetry, they have a lot of mask work in it. And it's done, there's a style of puppetry that's considered an international style that the text is minimal. It might be poetic, it might be repeated, it might use more than one language, and but you can still tell what's going on. So it's the movement and the gesture that's kind of, and the sound, whether it's vocal or words, you can tell, are they getting really tiny and a little bit scared? Or are they monsters, you know?
Well, I'm sure it will be a wonderful display on September 26th at 7 p.m. That'll be this Thursday up at Flying Monkey at Beloved Books, Molly Reed in the Beloved Bookstore, and a fun, intimate venue. About how many people do you think we could fit in there?
We're opening out because the Beloved Bookstore is also helping host the Invisible City. So right now it's in a state of expanse to be a little theater. So it's perfect timing for that to happen.
Very good. And a lot of fall festival-y feeling kind of things going on right now, too, including Poncili Creacion. Where did you say they were from again? From
Puerto Rico.
That's what I thought.
This is their third U.S. the third mainland tour, I guess.
Wow, Poncili Creacion, a really good thing to see for adults only this Thursday, and it'll be at 7 p.m. If you'd like some more information, you can probably find Poncili on the web, P-O-N-C-I-L-I, Creacion, C-R-E-A-C-I-O-N. I bet you anything they have a Facebook page as well that you could probably find, or just go to flyingmonkeyarts.org to get more information. My guest is Anna Sue Courtney of the Squeaking Tribe. She's been working with puppets for a long while, and she is going to be loading in these people down at Flying Monkey. Another group that's coming is the Red String Weiyang Theater. And this is interesting, not only because they are the recipients of a Jim Henson Foundation production grant, they are also doing really beautiful Indonesian puppets. Now, these people, Anna Sue, will be, the performances will be suitable for children as well? Or?
The Red String Weiyang has two performances scheduled. On Friday night, October 4th at 8 p.m., it's in the theater, mm-hmm. and it's a piece called Struggle for Justice, which is the piece that got the Henson Foundation grant. It was also at the a giant festival this summer called Puppet Revolution, and it's due to go to the Fringe Festival in New Orleans in November.
Wonderful.
So it's a gorgeous work. Michael Richardson of Red String was an American trained in Indonesia, on a Fulbright scholarship.
Oh, lovely.
And so they're pierced leather, pierced and dyed leather, outrageous, beautiful color.
Mm-hmm.
The graphic style, while you can see the gesture of the Indonesian puppet in the graphic style, it's his own very remarkable graphic style. And it also deals, the struggle for justice deals with the Jim Crow South. And the reason it's an adult show is it's very controversial.
Right.
The things that were happening between the 30s and the 50s in Mississippi, which is where he's from, or where he lives now, were not necessarily things you want children to see. So
right.
it's also, the material is challenging mm-hmm. in that way. I think if there are high school students that that can handle that information, that era, we'd be more than happy to have them in. But that's mm-hmm. the reason it's considered an adult program, is it deals realistically with the stuff that was happening in that era, the Ku Klux Klan, lynchings, things like that.
Right. So some possibly graphic things done by Red String Weiyang Theater. Struggle for Justice, Friday, October 4th at 8 p.m. at Flying Monkey Arts. And this will be in the Flying Monkey Theater. It was recipient of a Jim Henson Foundation production grant. And this will be the Indonesian shadow puppets. Now, I'd like to know about the shadow puppets. Are they behind a screen and you see the silhouettes? Is
you
that
do.
How it works?
You see the silhouette, but the light, the when they use the color, it's so intense that you're not just getting the black silhouette.
Oh, I see.
You're getting a very vivid colored silhouette. If you go on Red String's Facebook, or the images that are on the Flying Monkey Arts Low Mill calendar,
mm-hmm.
You'll see how beautiful they're photographed, you know, in progress on a lot of those.
As
the shows are going on. And so you can see all that color
wow.
through. I guess it's the dyed leather and that technique that lets the color come through as well. A lot of times when I do shadows, I'm using really a black shadow that's more like a silhouette, which is kind of European style.
Mm-hmm.
More than India, China, Japan, they are using various leathers and dyes.
A lot of color,
mm-hmm.
a lot of bright color. That's Red String Weiyang Theater that we're talking about and that I'm talking about with Anna Sue Courtney here at our studios at WLRH. She's visiting from the Squeaking Tribe Studios up in Flying Monkey at the Low Mill. And if you want to find Red String Weiyang, you must spell it Red String, of course, and then Weiyang is spelled W-A-Y-A-N-G. Red String Weiyang Theater, which you can find on Facebook. You can also find more information about these programs at flyingmonkeyarts.org. Now, Red String Weiyang Theater, Anna Sue, will also be bringing a show to the Low Mill on Saturday, October 5th. And this is actually a show for children. This last show in this puppet series here, they'll be doing Red Riding Hood at 1 p.m. and Hansel and Gretel at 1:45. And I imagine this will be a very magical show, the classic children's stories. I'm a little curious about Red String Wayang doing the things for adults and children. I guess they just do whatever subject appeals to them, or I don't know. I guess it would be probably a little bit different for them to be here. I'd really like to know how they select material. I'm sure there are traditional things that just need to be done, and then maybe they come up with different things that deal with social issues. Or how do you think they select material for their shows?
Well, I mean, what happens for me is they were trained in a certain. A lot of times, you're trained in a certain. Traditional technique, but then for any artist, they're ready to take it to the next place.
Right.
And they do that by choosing material or subject matter that is closer to their hearts. And so I would assume that that's how they're also working. They do a lot of work with libraries in Alabama and Mississippi. And so the classic children's tales would be great starting points because they're familiar. But the style puppet is not anything you've usually seen with that technique before.
Right.
So you would have that nice marriage of both and the traditional story with the kind of contemporary and traditional Wayang puppet characters.
Right.
And these are going to be, there are going to be two shows with, they're 20-minute shows, so they're a lot shorter for younger audiences. There'll be a little break in the middle. So you could stay for both shows, you could stay for one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be available to chat with people.
Oh, cool.
A little bit after the show. There's also reception on Friday night to speak with the artists too. So they'll be available for you to learn things from directly from Michael.
Very good. And where will the reception be?
In the theater, probably. Okay. Just at the back of the theater after.
On Friday night. Wonderful. Well, now the Red String Wayang doing Red Riding Hood and Hansel and Gretel at 1 p.m. and 1:45 p.m. on Saturday, October 5th. I am sure that adults will readily enjoy this show as well. Not just children. Adults would really get a huge kick out of it, and it will be a really beautiful thing to
see.
It's
beautiful, yeah.
So, well, it's really fascinating talking with you, as always, about these puppet shows and the wonderful things coming to Low Mill. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about concerning the puppet performances?
It's very exciting for me to be able to bring companies of this caliber to Flying Monkey. I've been kind of trying to work in that direction, but it's been a little tricky getting everything all lined up with schedules for folks that are on tour. And we actually began talking in the spring about trying to find a time that was going to work for Red String to come with all their commitments that are national and international. And so we were just, it was great that I'm very excited to and hope to be doing more guest puppeteer work. Flying Monkey is, it operates a little bit differently than Low Mill. We're a little village kind of on the second floor in the middle. It operates as a collective. And so sometimes we move slower toward our goals. But we get there eventually. And it's also nice to pick and choose and bring something that's very unfamiliar to the community to try and start to bring that in, whether it's music that's brand new that no one has heard before, a lot of times, or theater or some kind of strange mixture of events that hasn't come together. There's some puppetry with Hasta La Vista Social Club, which will be on November 1st and 2nd. I'll be doing a little short work in that, and that's full of original music.
Great. For Day of the Dead.
For Day of the Dead.
Yes. Some wonderful things coming up. Well, Anna Sue, I really do appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. I want to thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Beth.
I spoke with Anna Sue Courtney about puppet performances at the Low Mill, specifically Poncili Creacion on September 26th and Red String Wayang Theater on October 4th and 5th.